More than 100 businesses have signed a letter in support of changing Idaho's non-compete law after it was amended less than a year ago, saying it went too far. James Dawson reports.
After Idaho legislators tweaked the law in 2016, workers who sign a non-compete contract have to prove they're not harming their employers if they want to go work for someone else. That's drawn criticism from those in the tech startup world and certain lawmakers like Boise Representative Alana Rubel.
Employers don't really have to prove anything. They don't have to prove they're harmed in any way. They just win. It just ostensibly stacked the deck against employees to a really strange degree.
Those who supported the change say it's a critical tool to help keep businesses from losing their workforce that they've invested time and money into training.
These are optional, so companies don't have to use them if they don't want to use them.
That's Alex LeBeau, president of the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry. LeBeau says it also typically only applies to high-ranking employees at a company, though that's not always the case. In her effort to drum up support for changing the law, Rubel found more than 100 business leaders who agreed with her. They signed a letter urging Governor Otter and legislative leaders to repeal the law immediately. Rubel is working on a bill to do just that, but it's still being drafted. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.